This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is considering additional sanctions on Moscow in response to the apparent death in an Arctic penal colony of Russia's most prominent opposition figure. That's what President Joe Biden told White House reporters Friday. Details from VOA's Steve Herman in Washington.
President Joe Biden, in midday remarks Friday from the White House Roosevelt Room, put the blame on Russia's President Vladimir Putin for the death of 47-year-old Alexei Navalny, a longtime Kremlin opponent.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality.
Biden says his administration is looking at a whole number of options to further punish Russia for what happened to the anti-corruption activist. The president also said the death should spur House lawmakers to quickly approve continued U.S. funding for Ukraine in its defensive war against Russia. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinian health officials said Friday several patients died in southern Gaza hospital as oxygen runs out. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Mobile phone footage inside Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis showed lines of patients on beds in crowded corridors. In recent days, the hospital has become the focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week, with food, water and supplies inside dwindling and fire from outside killing several people, according to health officials. Israel's military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages there and that the hostages' remains might still be inside. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Egypt is building a wall and leveling land near its border with the Gaza Strip ahead of the planned Israeli offensive targeting the city of Rafah. That's according to satellite images analyzed Friday by the Associated Press. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that former President Donald Trump has suffered another legal blow.
A judge has ordered Donald Trump and his companies to pay $355 million in a fraud case, New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Donald Trump falsely, knowingly, inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system.
Former President Trump.
It's a ridiculous award. This is a fine of $355 million for doing a perfect job.
Still, Judge Arthur Engoron backed away from dissolving Trump's companies. Hofstra University law professor James Sample.
This isn't a corporate death penalty. It's not a lifetime ban. It's not an indication that under no circumstances can Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. ever do business again, or can the Trump business name ever do business in the state of New York. It's not that. However, it is a significant penalty because Judge Engoron found that these were significant transgressions.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A former FBI informant has been charged with lying about U.S. President Joe Biden and his son Hunter after alleging the pair were paid millions by a Ukrainian energy company when the elder Biden was vice president of the United States. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe.
In a statement announcing the news on Thursday, special counsel David Weiss said a federal grand jury had indicted Alexander Smirnov on charges of making a false statement and creating a false and fictitious record in relation to an FBI probe. This latest development in the case undermines unproven claims from former Republican President Donald Trump and others that the elder Biden improperly tried to help his son's business in Ukraine. The White House has denied those claims.
Reuters' Diane Toe reporting. Greece has become the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage, at least for the near future. It will almost certainly be the only one. Orthodox leadership has unanimously opposed recognition of same-sex relationships within its own rights in a civil realm. Public opinion in majority Orthodox countries has mostly been opposed as well. But there are some signs of change. Montenegro and Cyprus have authorized same-sex unions in recent years. Voters in two districts in England have delivered new blows to beleaguered Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Results Friday show the elected opposition party lawmakers in seats that Sunak's Conservatives had held for years. Labour Party candidates won the House of Commons seats of Kingswood in southwest England and Wellingborough in the country's centre. The Conservatives won by large margins at the last national election in 2019. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.